So after year zero, what was your mindset? What kind of influenced you to make a clean break?
Well, it started with this movie called Deceased on Success, Tony Curtis and Burt Lancaster. I watched this movie on PBS one night, and it just changed my whole ambition as a writer, you know, my whole direction. Just the way that they use metaphors and the style of the language that they had and how alive and vibrant it was, you know, kind of just captured me as a writer. And I wanted to write like that. So I started writing this very film noir, pulp, you know, hard-boiled style. And out of that came this experiment with some of my friends in college. It was like this multi-author thing where we all had a particular character, and each character was an FBI agent in this division of the FBI. And all these characters were sort of deadbeat, out-of-the-box thinkers that didn't really work well in the world, but they fit in into this particular division because it was about unorthodox cases. So so I started writing this character, Jack Ford, and out of that developed a TV pilot that I had written. It was about 24 minutes long. And I you know, I sent out the script and did some stuff, but there really wasn't anything going on with it. So I started to consider whether I wanted to write, you know, just continue writing scripts, or whether I wanted to develop this script that I had really become attached to, or at least this character that I had been developing for a few years. So at that point, it was, well, do I make a film or do I make an animation? And a big part of me just wanted to make a film because it's so much easier and so much more quick in comparison to making animation. And I was leaning toward that for a little bit, but ultimately I decided to go with animation because as an animator, I can offer something, I think, that's a little more unique as a storyteller visually. Just, you know, shooting live action in New York City, and also just the amount of restrictions and money that it takes to shoot film in New York City is a huge roadblock. So that was something else I wanted to avoid because the bulk of this story takes place right on the subway. So it would have been a really difficult movie to shoot live action.